Ahab actually was not slain by a soldier that aimed at him. The king was not a target, and the soldier did not shoot at Ahab. Yet that arrow found him. This, by the way, is the first guided missile. Verse 34, and a certain man drew a bow at a venture. One of the ordinary soldiers had one arrow left in his quiver. He pulls it out, puts it in the bow, turns it, lets it go. He doesn't know where it's going. It would have to be recorded that Ahab's death could be labeled accidental. But in God's record, it is providential. And that arrow was aimed. And you know, God still uses a very crude form of weapon. He's still back in the bow and arrow days. Over in Psalm 64, verse 7, is a most interesting verse. Listen to this. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. There are those today that think that they've escaped the hand of God. But I want to tell you, God's got an arrow with your name on it. It'll find you one of these days, no matter how much you try to deceive, no matter how much you try to cover up. Well, that arrow will find you. And that's what happened. And the thing came to pass through Elijah and predicted that this man would die and his blood would be licked up by the dogs in the same place that Naboth had died. And of course, old Ahab tried to stay away from that place, but here he's wounded and he dies and his chariot's brought there to Naboth's vineyard and it's washed to get the blood out. The dogs are right there to lick it up. The prophecy was literally fulfill. Now, this man, Jehoshaphat, made a big mistake. We are told, verse 40, so Ahab slept with his fathers, Ahaziah's son reigned in his stead. And Jehoshaphat, the son of Asa, began to reign over Judah in the fourth year of Ahab, king of Israel. And we are told here, verse 43, he walked in all the ways of Asa, his father. He turned not aside from it, doing that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. Nevertheless, the high places were not taken away, for the people offered and burnt incense yet in the high places. And that was a token of compromise that God could not, nor did he bless in the life of this man. It is quite obvious here that this man is a compromiser, and yet he is rated a good king, because he did serve God in his own personal life. And we're told, verse 44, and Jehoshaphat made peace with the king of Israel. Now that was a mistake also. He should not have done that. When you get over to 2 Chronicles, and I must turn there to pick up a verse in 2 Chronicles chapter 19, verse 2. We're told that Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him. He went out to meet Jehoshaphat. When he came back from his visit with Ahab, and he said to King Jehoshaphat, shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord. Nevertheless, there are good things found in thee, in that thou hast taken away the groves out of the land and hast prepared thine heart to seek God. Now the groves were a place of great immorality, but the high places were not taken away where there was offered sacrifices to Baal. He had compromised. Now we're told in verse 49, then said Ahaziah the son of Ahab unto Jehoshaphat, let my servants go with thy servants in the ships. Now the son of Ahab that comes to the throne, why, he wants Jehoshaphat to make a compromise with him, and they go now on a peaceful mission. But Jehoshaphat's learned his lesson. He says, no, thank you. I don't care for this kind of an arrangement at all. Now we're told Jehoshaphat slept with his fathers. He's buried with his fathers in the city of David, his father. And Jehoram, his son, reigned in his stead. Now Ahaziah, the son of Ahab, he began to reign over Israel in Samaria, and he reigned 2 years over Israel, verse 52, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord. He walked in the way of his father, in the way of his mother, and that's Ahab and Jezebel, and in the way of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. For he served Baal and worshipped him and provoked to anger the Lord God of Israel according to all that his father had done.